Back again here on News Talk 1490 WOS. Thanks for talking with Dr. Jansen of the Renaissance Center on Wisdom and Oshkosh. We'll give you the phone number a little later, but we'll talk about some of the technology you have here, and specifically laser technology, what we can do with the lasers. We talked a little about vein care, but let's review that first of all, then go on to tattoo removal along with hair removal. But you have all types of lasers here. No matter what I want to have done, you can have it done right here in Oshkosh.
That's correct.
As far as the vein care, first of all, you said everything from varicose veins down to spider veins can be. Now, do some of these require surgery, or can they be taken care of by lasers? Because I know in some cases ladies have large varicose veins they're very concerned about.
Well, men too.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And so this is not a disease that's limited to women. And it is a process that in almost every situation for the larger veins is covered for patients by their medical insurance. And you would say an operation, and I would say a laser, and we'd be saying the same thing. Instead of a big open operation to take care of veins, now we're able to simply place a needle at the level of the ankle, thread a very fine laser fiber up the length of the leg, and then by numbing around the outside of the vein, we're able to turn the laser on and heat treat the vein from the inside as we withdraw the fiber. So we do, as an example, I did four of those yesterday. Those are just procedures that we do directly in our office. And so instead of going to the hospital and having a procedure done and a six-week downtime and a lot of pain, I let the patients go right back to walking. They're back to work the next day. They have to wear a support hose for 3 days full-time and 3 weeks after that, but they're able to exercise and run at 4 days after that procedure. Their legs feel lighter. The pain goes away. The heaviness and achiness they have in their legs. A lot of people don't realize that the achiness that they have in their lower legs from their knee down to their feet isn't normal. They've been putting up with it because they've been told that's their only choice. And so you'd call it an operation. I'd call it a procedure. Mm-hmm. We both call it a laser treatment. But the laser is one of the two options we have for treating those big veins and legs.
Tell me, what exactly is a varicose vein, and why should I have it taken care of?
Well, varicose veins are veins that are large and have an incompetent system. Everybody from grade school knows that veins take blood back to your heart, except if they're not functioning properly, they pool. And the interstate highway out of your leg, the big veins, don't work right. And when those back up, then the parking lots back up into your leg and you end up with heaviness and achiness and swelling of lower legs, and people even end up with vein ulcers. They can lose the skin over the inner part of their ankle, and that's a very painful process. By using these technologies we have for treating, we're able to really close those, and we're doing a great job for patients. We're able to eliminate their pain. Patients have one leg done. We'll only do one leg at a time. Mm-hmm. And they'll come back the next week and said, my leg feels so much better already. I can't wait to get the other leg done. And we do one leg 1 week and the next one the following week.
Great. Let's talk a little more about laser hair removal. You talked about underarms for ladies, bikini lines for ladies. Anywhere we have hair we don't want, you can take care of.
Yes. Yes is a relative answer.
All right.
Blonde hair is very difficult to treat. And so we'll just tell patients with very light colored hair, we need to see pigment. If it doesn't have a dark root, it's almost impossible to treat. And that's something that we'll tell a patient, and because we treat this medically. We will not tell you it's going to work if it's not going to work.
Tattoo removal. I think a lot of people in their 40s and 50s decide the tattoo I got when I was 20 is no longer cool. I want to get rid of it. And there are everything from creams out there, but you can take care of that with a laser and have it done correctly under a physician at the same time, so we don't have any problems at all down the line.
Well, problems down the line are relative. And part of it is determined by how the tattoo was placed.
Okay.
And the other thing that's really important with tattoos is to avoid colors like green and yellow and in some cases blues. The laser lights are really determined and the treatments are determined based on the color of the pigment of the ink.
Okay.
And so blacks are real easy for us to deal with. Reds are real easy for us to deal with, but green is very difficult. And so We evaluate this medically. We don't just say we're going to shine a light at it and make it go away. These are medical procedures. They're multiple medical procedures to get rid of tattoos. It costs more by far to remove a tattoo than it does to have it placed. And so, yeah, that tattoo I placed, that name I placed, that needs to be changed now, is something that people do regret. And there are newer tattoos that are designed, they're more expensive, but they are designed to be gotten rid of in one placement of a laser treatment. And so as people look, there are nanotechnologies, micropacketized dyes that are now, if somebody's going for a tattoo, they should look for the kind of tattoos that can be removed with one laser treatment.
So there's no regrets later on. Skin rejuvenation. Tell me exactly how the laser is used to make my skin look younger.
Well, the newest technologies for that are called fractional treatments. When, 10, 12 years ago, we would peel somebody's face with a carbon dioxide laser, which is a hot laser that is really, peeling the outer layers and by the application of heat, tightening that skin. But we treat the whole surface, kind of like removing all the asphalt off of a street, and the new skin would come up out of the manhole covers and repopulate the skin from near the hair follicles. Now what we do is much more akin to aerating a lawn, where instead of treating the whole skin, we treat about 11%, and by basically doing a pinhole that's deep with heat around that pinhole, we're able to treat the depth of the skin and cause contraction with a very short 4 or 5 day downtime and incredible skin tightening. And that's called profractional. That's done in our medical spa.
When I hear the word lipo, I think surgery. But there is laser lipo. What exactly is that?
Well, again, surgery and procedures, when we break the skin, we consider it surgery. There are evolving technologies from using cold therapies inside of skin to freeze fat, water therapies where you put in a probe that has recirculating hot water bath and basically melting the fat at the tip of a probe, external laser lights. The newest technology that we're using is an internal laser probe. And what that means is we actually do the liposuction on somebody where we have them in an operating room or in our office. We do liposuction almost every day. And I'll do liposuction today in about an hour. And the patient will come in and we will do this in our office upstairs, numb up the whole area we're going to work on with very dilute local anesthetic, do the liposuctioning, but that doesn't shrink the skin and it doesn't contract the dermal ligaments inside the skin. We will then bring a laser light in and treat the dermal ligaments and the undersurface of the skin, in essence, heat it up. And by that heat will cause contraction of the skin and you get a much more even appearance, especially for slightly loose skin. So instead of having to cut away the skin, now, this isn't for everybody, but instead of having to cut away the skin, I'm able to tighten the skin from inside.
Amazing. And returning to work versus the old way of doing things, under the knife versus this
way.
Well,
obviously, the less cutting, the less incisions, in some ways, if you have a problem, but if you have an internal heated area, it's sore. This is a sore operation for 6 weeks, whether done with, probably even more sore with the laser than without the laser.
Let's talk a little about your blogging. I understand, Dr. Jansen, you're now blogging about everything from cosmetic surgery to aesthetic procedures you do here at the Renaissance Center. We can find out more through some of the blogs you've done. What are some of the blogs you've done recently?
Well, some of the blogs we're working on are including perfecting personal renaissance, how the Renaissance Center came to be, the whole idea of the genesis of the touching of Michelangelo's hands from the Sistine Chapel, and the genesis, therefore, of that, and the different procedures that we do are all parts of the blog, from total vein care, cosmetic surgery, and the skin procedures we've talked about, but in more detail.
One of the things I see here is an MACS facelift. That's an upcoming blog. Is this new technology that we're talking about?
Relatively, it is. It really is a much smaller version of incision with much more powerful result.
And is that something coming to the Renaissance Center, or is it here already?
Oh, it's here already. For the last 5 or 6 years, it's really become the workhorse of choice for facelift in my hands.
Dr. Jansen, how can people find out more about all the services you offer here at the Renaissance Center?
Well, we do. It depends on what they're looking for. Obviously, we do consultation for almost all of these procedures in our office. We have free seminars on medical weight loss. We have free seminars for vein care. And so if somebody wants to just come in and figure it out with no obligation at all. For cosmetic surgery and some of the other procedures, we bill consultation fee. Our cosmetic consultation fee, which is typically involves about an hour worth of work with us, with the doctor, is $80. And if they proceed with a surgery, that $80 is rolled right into their procedure fee so they can look at the consult as having been free.
You can call the office at 233-1540, 233-1540. You simply go to the website. The upcoming seminars are listed there, fvpsurgery.com. Dr. Jansen, thank you again for joining us.
My pleasure.